Praise God. With me tonight for iCulture Radio, an extended interview, is Cassandra Hollis of Holy Hill Productions and also a very active member of Atlanta Hollywood Prayer Network. Welcome to our show, Ms. Hollis.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes,
pleasure to be here with you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We are just, you know, I say it all the time, but I really am excited to interview each one of our guests because they bring something very unique to this platform and to the network and to the kingdom. And so mm-hmm. I want to get right into it. Tell the iCulture listeners about your ministry, about Holy Hills, and then also Atlanta Hollywood Prayer Network and how it benefits or can benefit urban communities mm-hmm. and families.
Well, yes, thank you so much for the opportunity to share. Yes, Holy Hill Productions is my production company. It was formed to make films, television, even stage, you know, all forms of media, film, communication platforms that edify, you know, that edify, uplift, inspire, glorify God, all while producing projects with high production values and high entertainment value, as well as ministry value. And to date, I've produced, from my company, I've produced eight films, produced, directed, and written eight films, many of which are award-winning, some
wow.
of which are airing in distribution. Yes, my film, The Altar, is now airing nationally on a Christian television network. And it's actually been airing there for it's going to be airing there for 2 years as of June of this year, 2013. From June 2011 through June 2013 is that particular contract. The Altar is also airing in South Africa and a network in the UK called Kingdom TV. Another one of my films, it's a short called My Son Bailey, is going to air a national distribution later this year on a program called African American Shorts. And so, you know, and then I have a three-part series that was selected for inclusion in the National Park Service Underground Railroad Network to Freedom program. And so we just praise God. I have a few more, but, you know, God has been faithful. And now we're in development for a film about gospel artist Helen Baylor. And that one is to be theatrically released. And so we just thank God for all that he's doing in Holy Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the Hollywood Prayer Network is a national ministry, and I'm actually director of the Atlanta chapter. It was formed in 2001 by Karen and Jim Covale. They're actually based in Hollywood. And she just felt the Lord leading her to start a ministry of outreach to, you know, entertainers, actors, just every aspect of the entertainment industry as a mission field. And our chapter started here not long after the national organization ministry was formed. And I've been a member since then, and I became director in 2006. And so we intercede, you know, we pray for the industry. We pray specifically and in particular for our state. And it's just amazing what has happened, you know, in the entertainment industry here in Atlanta and in the state in general, just within the last 10 years. And so,
mm-hmm.
so God is truly, truly moving.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I have to say, I am, like, sitting here, like, my heart is about to come out of my chest so excited because, I mean, you just spewed off about four or five different projects I had no idea about that I want to support, and I'm sure our listeners are listening and saying, well, how can we find out more information about it? And we're going to talk about that later. But
mm-hmm,
another reason
mm-hmm.
why we're highlighting the things that you're doing is because, you know, God kind of signaled to me, what can I do as an individual to empower and support people like yourself, people like those who are participating in the prayer network, you know, who are putting their talents and their gifts and their passion to work for the kingdom of God. And I know that I know that God is going to prosper you because you're working the assignment that he gave you. So we're excited to, you know, come alongside you, join you arm in arm, You know, because the scriptures say where one can put 1,000 to flight, amen, two,
amen.
And more, you know. So we begin to take territory. So I'm excited about
absolutely.
That. Getting people connected to you so they can, you know, volunteer and donate and support and come alongside with their skills and their team. All right. So then the next question I wanted to ask is how do you see your platform being advanced? What are your goals for the next 6 months, 12 months, short range? What do you see? I know you mentioned something about Helen Baylor, but just elaborate a little bit on it.
Well, yes, and I also wanted to comment about your previous comment about, joining arms alongside. I think, God love your heart for that because just your sensitivity as, a host of a radio program, having your audience that you can reach, I think it's awesome that, you have that sensitivity to connect our brothers and sisters in Christ with those of us who are in the entertainment industry. So that, like you said, like we can all lock arms and do this work together. So I just commend you for that awareness. In terms of my, short-term goals, yes, we are actively in development for that project, and we're in the financing phase. And so that's the behind-the-scenes producing that goes on that really people don't get to see that aspect of Hollywood. We're very much in producer mode for that particular project. Ideally, I'd love to be able to say that within 6 months we'll have it financed and we'll be in production. That is a short-term goal. But sometimes, we've been in development for a while, and it's not easy to predict, but I would say within 6 months it would be great to have that accomplished. I am in development for another feature. This one is an adventure film, and we're in a similar stage. And so I guess really the response is similar. We're really in a producing mode right now. And that project is called Paul's Little World, and it's a coming-of-age story, very rich as well, with a lot of lessons, lessons in Christendom that, the whole family and children will enjoy. So we're kind of in producer mode for both those projects. As far as Holy Hill Productions is concerned. So, that's sort of where I am in producing mode for two major projects right now.
That's awesome. Okay. And we definitely want to solicit our listeners to work alongside Ms. Hollis and Holy Hill Productions and the Atlanta Hollywood Prayer Network to be able to find out how you can connect with her and, help them, reach their goal of, financing these projects. And if you can come down and submit your skills and your talents to this great work, that would be great. So I want to talk about now, from a professional standpoint, the Alliance is an association that really looks to enhance the professional practice of urban inspirational music, art, and entertainment. And so talk about, in general, how you see these professionals, yourself, even, some of these fans that have work talents that they can use to help you. How do you see this improving the profession of urban inspirational artists, entrepreneurs, or even ministries as a whole that want to get behind urban movement and support and undergird? How do you see that improving in any way, if at all possible?
Well, absolutely. I think, as a body, as Scripture talks about, one without the other is not whole. And so, if you're just an eye, then you can't do what the foot or the toe can do. Well, we know the Lord breaks it down better in the Word, praise God. But And so I look at it holistically, that if we come together with all of our giftings, our talents, you know, filmmakers, singers, as you mentioned, entrepreneurs, ministries, realizing that, you know, ultimately all that we're doing, you know, through art, through storytelling, through music, is unto the glory of God, but also furthering the gospel, you know, through stories, through the music, you know, we can win souls to Christ, whatever the work is that the Lord is applying to that particular thing. So, you know, we all coming together makes it a stronger front. The enemy certainly is doing his due diligence on the other side of things. So it just makes us a stronger, I like to refer to front line a great deal. I make references to war a great deal, because it is, you know, in Ephesians 6, the Lord tells us, you know, we have to put on our armor. It is sort of a war that we're up against. And so I think ultimately, you know, it benefits us all collectively to come together, you know, regardless of how we're being used in the industry or in ministry or as, like you mentioned, you know, entrepreneurs, that we come together, bring our resources together, and tell these stories in a way that's, you know, that's powerful and effective, or whatever it is that we're doing, it, you know, to do it, you know, with God-inspired direction. And yeah, and then we'll ultimately be doing his will and what his purpose is in all of this, which, you know, we don't have the full spectrum. We're in our obedience. We do it, but we know that it's all working together for our good and his glory and for the building up of his kingdom in the earth. So, so that's how I think it benefits us all as urban inspirational professionals.
And you're so right. One of the scriptures that we kind of highlight on the show is what you mentioned, which is 1 Corinthians 12. The body is made up of many members. And so you do, when you're putting together a score for a film or several scores, you do need musicians. You do need composers. You do need artists and performers. You know, even down to your visuals and your graphics and the more technological pieces, all of these skills, talents, experiences come together to make one great work. And so, you know, and then we need the entrepreneurs and the ministries to finance and undergird and pray. So I agree with you that it's an area that all of us, if we just understand that we're gifted, and I may not be, you know, a head, but, man, I'm a good pinky toe or, you know, a great kneecap or whatever the role that you play, it is so very vital to us as an organism kind of moving and going in the same direction. That is great. Thank you. And so I also want to deal with this because in the days now of, you know, you see film projects from major pastors and major playwrights the opening weekend, and, you know, how important it is for consumers to now go out and support these projects with their dollars. Talk about how important that is in this, you know, urban inspirational movement for consumers to get involved.
Oh, another great question. Well, first of all, the faith-based and inspirational film market, we just have seen it grow within the last 10 to 15 years. And so that, you know, to the glory of God, really is amazing. But it is not without the help of a faithful Christian audience. I mean, it would not have happened if we didn't have, you know, Christians who are aware and go out the first night, the first weekend. And so, you know, you bring up a very critical point that, you know, Hollywood is certainly looking at the numbers. Studios, that's how they make their decisions. They look at the numbers only. And so I think with that understanding, that it's very critical that if, you know, if there's a film that speaks to you, because we need your support, you know, again, a film that's considered faith-based, Christian film, inspirational film of any type, family-friendly films as well, but the scrutiny really is on a film that has a Christian film or faith-based film mantle. And with that understanding, we just hope the audiences will, you know, just go out immediately. Don't plan to wait to like the next week. We need you out the first, you know, the first night the film is released, because they're looking at the numbers from day one.
Right.
And so, yes, you know, plan church outings, church groups come together. I know many Christian films, you know, in terms of their marketing, do certain types of offers to churches as groups to come out, you know, special ticket offers and special screenings and that sort of thing. But also churches can be proactive, you know, individual groups, ministries, be proactive, you know, plan and schedule, movie nights and that sort of thing to go out and support. That will make a huge difference, will continue to make a huge difference, will continue to get studios to greenlight Christian and faith-based films, because that's why some of the films, you know, take a long time to get off the ground, or, you know, take a while to get financed. You know, we're kind of going in that process now even, because though there are many success stories, it's still one that you kind of have to prove and explain and show, yes, there is a market for this. There are, you know, the Christian market is huge. The family market is huge, and they want to see these sorts of films. So, again, very critical for people to go out as soon as they can, you know, day one, weekend one, to support these films. Very critical.
I agree wholeheartedly, and I think for us as inspirational, what I call urban inspirational, faith-driven consumers, our pockets and what we bring out of them really, really speak volumes.
That's right.
If we want our faith and our lifestyle to be reflected in this culture, we can no longer kind of retreat to the back and, you know, refuse to go to the movies or refuse to engage in culture. God told us to be in the world, although you don't have to
be of it.
However, to be in the world, I think we can make an impact and say to the mainstream marketplace, hey, we care about, you know, having good content in the marketplace, and so we're going to show you how much we care by taking our dollars to the people who are speaking to us and respect our lifestyle and don't consider it robbery to put in the work and the commitment it takes to bring these kind of things to market. So we definitely want to drive our consumers and their dollars to the things that we all care about and that we share in common. Okay,
yes.
Great. And I'm going to wrap this up because I don't want to belabor your time. I know you're a busy woman with a lot of great things to accomplish.
Oh, I'm enjoying it.
Wonderful. You know, we really kind of highlight the fact that your passion can be your profession. Tell the listeners how you got started. You know, how did this turn from just maybe a hobby, I don't know, into something that now you can look to earn a decent living, and just tell us about how your ministry got started, how your business got started.
Well, thank you. Yes, I was actually on the track for a career in journalism, interestingly. I was working on my master's degree in communications and started working at a local TV station as a TV producer of nightly live talk show called Atlanta Live, a Christian TV station here. And I was really enjoying just, you know, producing for Christian television, producing Christian TV and the talk show format, though I still, you know, was thinking along the lines of either journalism or, you know, television from a different perspective. And while there, I was asked to produce a music video for a gospel group. And, you know, I sort of went on my director training because I'd, you know, taken a few production classes, But, you know, it certainly wasn't my aspiration. I was like, well, you know, I've trained in this. And, in fact, when I took directing, my professor at the time said, you're a director. And I was like, really? Because I was really, you know, I was training as a producer, you know, a television producer, journalist, writer, on-air talent, and had not thought of directing, interestingly, but did very well in the course. So here was my opportunity to produce a music video. And, you know, we were doing it on film, and I absolutely loved it. You know, shooting a music video is like a short film. And it did very well, aired on BET Gospel, and just did very well. So then I had an opportunity to shoot another. In fact, it was on Dr. Creflo Dollar's The Lord is in This Temple video many years ago, like 2002, like 10 years ago or so. And, in fact, they've seen the other one on BET, I think, and wanted to know who the director was. So they sort of, they sought me out. So once again, when I did the music video for Dr. Dollar, it was just tugging at me. I absolutely love the medium. And a few people were calling me, like, Miss Spike Liette and things, you know, things like that. And I just began to pray because I was getting from so many different directions about film and everything. And so I began to pray, and the Lord really confirmed it as a calling. He really confirmed after much prayer. In fact, I prayed the prayer of Jabez for a month, specifically speaking to the Lord about it. And so after his confirmation, it was like, wow, everything had sort of prepared me for this. You know, I'm an artist. You know, in addition to writing, producing, director, I'm a dancer, actress as well. So I've been preparing, you know, I'd always looked at film as a director, not even really understanding that. So, you know, long story short, I formed my production company and started making films. You know, of course, you know, I did some additional training and but, you know, I had trained for this. You know, I had prepared for this, really thinking that I was going to use it in television, but really the Lord was saying, no, it's film that I've called you to. And so that's kind of how it happened. And eight films later, it, you know, it's been an awesome, awesome journey. It really has been.
Oh, I would say so, sister. I would agree wholeheartedly. It's so refreshing to talk with people who, you know, who lead great lives, doing what they love to do, and we always like to say on the radio show, we exist in culture, a culture without compromise. You know, we lead exciting lifestyles, and we don't have the condemnation that goes along with being in the world. So, I'm excited.
Wow, that's very true.
To have you on with us, and really just trying to connect the listener out there to you. How can our audience connect with you? How can they, you know, visit you and help out, or what ways can they contact you?
Oh, great. Well, as far as, you know, I do want to also include our chapter of the Atlanta Hollywood Prayer Network that you can reach us through. And this is for, you know, anyone in the industry. If you want to seek us to intercede on your behalf, or if you want to join us as intercessors, please just reach out to us at our email address. And that's atlhpn@yahoo.com. And again, that's atlhp as in Paul, n as in never, at yahoo.com. And to reach me, please visit my website. First of all, it's www.holyhillproductions.com. Hill is not plural. Holyhillproductions.com. You can email us at info@holyhillproductions.com. I'm also on Twitter at Cassandra Hollis. And please follow our film, the Helen Baylor film, on Twitter. It's at Helen Baylor Film. And I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn, just my name, Cassandra Hollis. So I'd love to hear from you. We are going to, of course, post the casting calls, crew calls. Feel free, you know, for any actors, any crew, if you'd like to just email us your resume, your headshots, you can certainly do that at info@holyhillproductions.com.
Right.
We'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and, you know, one of the initiatives that we're starting with the Alliance is creating kingdom projects. So when you have your casting calls or you're needing different volunteers or talents or skilled people, then we kind of list them in our Kingdom Projects database so we can help you facilitate your needs as a Kingdom Project that's, you know, going forward. So they can also check us out with that. Cassandra Hollis, this has been such a wonderful time sharing with you.
Thank you.
Having you on the show has just been phenomenal. So we're excited to again, come alongside you and support you in any way and every way we can. Ladies and gentlemen, Cassandra Hollis, Holy Hill Production.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am.